What kind of, would you describe the church service, the actual,
as near as I can describe it is like this. There was more, it seemed like, in those times, sincere in what they were doing than we are now. Is that describing it?
Yes, I'm wondering would you have music?
Yes, I tell you what they would usually have. They just, each church, did you have one?
Mm-hmm.
Would have an organ. No piano. No piano. They'd have an organ. I can remember when I was a boy in my church, it was downtown here. It was a lady who passed years and years ago. I can remember a good many songs that she sang.
And was it pretty beautiful?
It was beautiful, yes. And great songsters.
Wasn't much money in the country then. They were serving the Lord then. Wasn't serving the money.
People seemed like was much more sincere in what they were doing.
And would the preacher preach?
He would.
And about how long would
he would preach? Sometime 45 minutes, and about 45 minutes and an hour. And some of the preachers is what we call exhorters. When they preach, it'd be a little bit less time in there.
Would it be more of a talk or a sermon?
Well, in a manner, I tell you, some of them it is more of a talk, and some of them would hum off there right small. You know, that's usually colored people hums anyway now, in this day and time, more than white people.
Do you have a regular sermon now?
A regular sermon now. That'd be 11 o'clock.
I see.
Back to the 10.
And 7, I believe, that night. In school at 10.
I see.
People is walking from way out here, way east of here, that live east of here, that done passed on. And you'd see them going along the road with umbrella overhead from out there going to this church downtown, that church.
How would the church be supported? Would you pay a certain
I'm going to tell you what we paid. We paid 10 cents on the first Sunday. That was church expense, 10 cents on the first. And on the third Sunday, we see them said pastoral day.
35 cents.
25 cents on the third, 10 cents on the first. That 25 cents supported that pastor. And he, I think we was paying him 120, as I can get it, $125 a year. That's that olden time. That's what you want.
That's right. Well, $125 go a long ways. What would you call that? Your dues?
When third Sunday come up, says, remember now, this is your pastoral day. That's for the pastor. 10 cents, remember, this is a church expense. We got a right smart expense. Now, wasn't it reaching out?
I see.
10 cents is reaching out.
Would the preacher, would you tell me about how the preacher would refer to God and how he would refer to the devil? How would he express that?
Let me understand you and let me see. In a manner, I couldn't just record it up real like it was. But they was expressing themselves very highly to live better lives like the Bible was teaching them at that particular time. And if you fail, If you fail to live in that direction, woe will be unto you. It used it like that, and one preacher would say it like this. He would quote the scripture, and he would say, if you talk fine, if you don't do this, just check your suitcase to hell. That's what he... She's heard him.
That's what I mean.
And I was, you know, way years ago, and that is a man, what is his name?
I forget.
Charlie.
Yeah.
I know fellas operating a barbershop in them times. That's coming all up, sort of out of them. That way, but still is in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd come around to the barbershop, and he is kind of a little school teacher, and he'd sit and discuss the Bible a little bit, and different ones would ask him questions about it. And that's the word, and I never will forget that man had used, if you don't do thus and so, just check your suitcase for hell. Up in the stand, the church was downtown here, right on Main Street. Now you may not want to digress that.
In fact, I'd like to ask you something else about that.
Yeah.
I think this tape is just about ready to run out.